of the Chinese character. It means a woman in her own home. She has all that she needs. She searches for nothing, looks for nothing. A woman in her own place, in her own home. Don't think that, just try to experience it. Now a word from Alice Potts from Jersey City. Alice, please.
Thank you, Roji. Today's reading, the Catholic liturgy, is from the Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, "The Son of Man must suffer greatly and be rejected by the elders, the chief priests, and the scribes, and be killed, and on the third day be raised." Then he said to all, "If anyone wishes to come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. For whoever wishes to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will save it. What profit is there for one to gain the whole world, yet lose or forfeit himself?" In this sacred text are some lines where, if we have ears to hear, we can almost see Jesus and Buddha walk together through the snow-covered land. What we've just heard is at the heart of Christian faith, and it also goes right to the core of our Zen practice and Zen experience. When we sit with this, we sit in the presence of a great mystery, which is hidden to us in plain sight. See what you make of it. Jesus, the Jewish mystic, said to all, "If anyone wishes to come after me, he must deny himself," meaning the ego-centered self has to die, "and take up his cross daily." That's just our normal life at any given moment. Take up what life presents you with on the marketplace that the ox herder enters after he woke up, just doing ordinary things at the right time in the right way, and follow me. For whoever wishes to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will save it. What profit is there for one to gain the whole world, yet lose or forfeit himself? Joshua, before he became Christ through his death and resurrection, the historical Jesus of Nazareth, was an enlightened wisdom teacher. He was a great Jewish mystic and healer. That's how I hear him speaking here to me, to us all. The first part of the reading about his suffering and death on the cross seems to be directed more to his advanced disciples, those who were with him all the time already. The source of Jesus' spiritual strength, that's how I feel it, and the power to set others free, to heal, was his intimacy with the sacred. He personified the wide open heart of the true self, which is one and intimate with everything. For Jesus, the living, loving, divine God, whom he tenderly called Abba, was not a matter of belief, but an experiential reality. And this broke his heart open and made him walk with everyone who would come to him. Jesus was awake. He was a great listener who heard the cries of the poor and suffering, the cries of a wounded world. Is this where Jesus and Buddha meet? In the selfless life of the Bodhisattva, there is no other. In the selfless life of Jesus, there is no other. no foreigner, nothing alien. Sensei Robert Erdmann spoke this morning to us about the homeless people he lived with and he cares about. He spoke with great warmth. I could sense a closeness here, a big and open heart, and more than that, and big ears to hear. Jesus often called out after his aphorisms, his short sayings, "He who has ears to hear, let him hear. She who has ears to hear, let her hear. The blind receive sight and the lame walk," he said. "Anyone with ears to hear should listen and understand." Let's use this time of Lent in the pandemic to sit more and listen deeper. When we listen intently and pay close attention, that is deep interior listening. In German, we say that in meditation we practice tief in sich hineinhorchen. It requires our full attention to do this, no daydreaming. When we become all ear, we might be in for a surprise. When our noisy mind quiets down and our hearing becomes sharper, we might even hear the grass grow. Das Gras wachsen hören. Let's listen and hear the grass grow under the snow. Thank you.